Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Very mindful and very carefully, we have to read these scriptures. I'll give you the subject matter in a little while. Now, remember I said you're going to be marked specifically this morning.
Yes, sir.
Your means of living are about to change.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
If I can yield to the Spirit, and I think I can, what he told me, what he's telling me about this morning, in Genesis chapter 1, we have to start at verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Two words I want to, as I read the Spirit of God telling them things, two words I want as you get to the image, I want you to have a better understanding of your I am identity. And another understanding of how powerful, and both words come from the word image.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
How powerful and how spiritual and how righteous is your imagination?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very seldom being used. Your imagination is a supernatural camera that God has placed in you to take snapshots of your spiritual rights.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't go with me there. Y'all just dumped the stuff back on me. In your image.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then in Genesis 11:6 says, if you use your imagination right, nothing can be restrained from you. Could it be that the enemy, because we have not used our imagination from our image of God, our I am identity right, could it be that the enemy been placing another imagination on us, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, pulling down stronghold and casting down imagination? I'm not going to make it. You can't have it. That's too much. Could it be that we've been using the wrong imagination?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Could it be if we turn this thing around with a revelation this morning,
yes, sir,
that your prosperity will speed up beyond the speed of light? Do I have any expectation in the house?
Yes, sir.
So let's just get this straight now. And God said, let us make man in our image. Let's make man in our identity.
Yes, sir.
And let's give them a supernatural camera that they can work just like us.
Yes, sir.
When you use your imagination right, you're functioning just like the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He sees everything.
Yes, sir.
You have the ability to see your results before they arrive.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And by seeing them, when you talk about them, they're real to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're not talking about fascination.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about imagination.
Yes, sir.
Imagination. We're not talking about a fantasy world. We're talking about a real world.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So he said, now listen very carefully now. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Yes, sir.
Who see that?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what he says now. And let them have, underline that word. You're about to become a financial dominator. The thing that I'm going to show you this morning, I'm about to become a financial dominator. Well, just don't say it then. Just set that. Don't say nothing. So, and let them have dominion over. Now, that word over, I want you to underline that. It's very important in the subject matter. Over the fish of the sea and over, that is again, the fowls of the air and over, that is again, the cherub and over all the earth. That word over how many times? Five times? And over every creeping thing that creepers up on the earth. You see how many times? Five?
Yes, sir.
All right, five times. And God created man in his own image. In the image, keep using that word image, you see that?
Yes, sir.
In the image of God created him, male and female, created he them.
Yes.
So he's talking to the man and the woman.
Yes,
both of them. Now watch verse 28. You got to get it. This is a setup. And God blessed them. He blessed them, didn't he?
Yes.
And God said unto them. Now watch what he told them to do. He already gave them dominion.
Right. Yes. All right.
Be fruitful.
All right.
And what?
Multiply.
And what?
Replenish.
And
subdue it.
Yep.
Subdue.
And remind them again.
Yeah.
And have dominion. These are the concept of dominion.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We're talking about prosperity. We're talking about financial prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Everything he said that you got the same dominion over prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Father, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, the Lord didn't quit. Man can't have dominion without understanding the seed.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
All that fruitfulness and multiplying, if you don't understand the next one, look at 29. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, you shall be. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, when there's life, I've given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day.
Wow.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to embark upon this morning is so powerful that I couldn't hardly wait. And when I say it to you, I want you to pick it up because I'm going to say something right after it. I heard these words. I am a commander over unlimited prosperity. I say it. I am. Say it. Say it out your mouth. Say that at least seven times a day.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Soon as you rise in the morning.
Yes, sir.
When you sit down to eat.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I am a commander
over unlimited
prosperity.
Yes, sir.
I asked my son to look up the word commander for a minute. It's one part here. A member of a higher class. Write it down. Stop being regular.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Stop being ritual.
Yes, sir.
You're about to reach your point. a blessing that is already designed for you. A commander is a person who know they are in authority.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My God.
You have to let prosperity know that you are its boss. It cannot tell you what it's not going to do anymore.
Amen.
And you're not going to beg it, you're going to command it.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to read it, you're going to command it. The mark is being placed on you this morning. Listen to what the Holy Ghost says. For many years, we have functioned from the platform of confession. Well, like I'm not saying nothing here. We're talking about moving from a confessor. Don't like I'm not saying nothing here. Don't do me that. So something happened to you. See, we've been doing a whole lot of confession been going on. But confession graduates you into another class.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am, for getting it. For many years, we have functioned from the platform of confession. We have operated under the commission, but it's time to know that the combining of your confession and the commission make you a commander.
Amen.
Don't act like you knew that. Say amen.
Amen.
Because you're going to have to open up now because something going to happen to you. You see, you've been confessing, and you know you're under a commission, you know you're called,
yes,
but now it's all coming together,
yes,
and now you're recognizing that I'm going to command my life,
yes,
to be in my image,
yes,
of the living God. Another thing, gentlemen, I want to tell y'all about preaching. Don't let that screen run you. It's the same thing. Find your scriptures. A lot of time I lose anointing messing around with that screen. I'm going to give you a point as your first point as a command in a few minutes. It's so powerful. I am a commander over unlimited prosperity. Say it.
I am a commander over unlimited prosperity.
Now, you'll be to take this. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Do I have enough nerve to say this? No. Your I am identity. And you have to understand this. You have to be spiritual enough to understand this. Make your words equal to God's word. Because he has given you that as a divine right.
Yes, sir.
Right there, hallelujah.
Yes, divine right.
I created you in my image.
Amen.
So you can function for me like me.
Yes, sir.
Playing church is over. They will know you everywhere you go. Every step you make from this day will be another dimension. You will not only create with your mouth, but you're going to create with your steps from this day forward. Everywhere you walk, going to be holy ground. You're going to be functioning and operating like a God. That's what he wants you to do. Isaiah 45. I want you to write this down. You are called to be a commander.
Yes, sir.
Your confession was supposed to put you in a commander's position. But the church got stuck in confession. And Satan loved it. But he didn't want you to get there this morning. For this apostolic mantle to drop on your tongue. That you can talk as a man and at the same time talk as a God. And all creation and everything exists, even Satan and his dominical power, demonic powers have to obey you like it obeyed Jesus. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. Now when you say that now, you're not saying it as a confession. You can't keep confessing what you already have. You can't control by confessing. Somebody might block your confession. But if you rise up high enough in the spirit to know just like God's word does not return to him void, Isaiah 55:11 belong to me also, because I'm created in his image. So as he is, so am I in this world. You know what I'm hearing? What I'm hearing in the spirit? Prosperity, unlimited prosperity is all up in your house right now. Walking from room to room, waiting on you to get back to command every room to be like you want it to be. Isaiah 45:11. Sit down.
Go.
Every contract you put out on money by confession will have to obey you now, because you're not confessing anymore. You're going back as a commander. Ministries that have been held at bay, those who are under this anointing now going to command that ministry to become what God designed it to be, what God called it to be. The word apostolic, apostle, it means government.
Yep. Yeah.
heavenly supernatural government taking over. That's where you're entering this morning. See, as Christians, we've been robbed of this aspect of our life. We've been too timid. And the timidity made us weak. And we were saying good things, but we didn't have enough power behind it. We didn't have enough divine assurance that it got to obey me. Money got to obey me. You heard I said? I ain't worried about no English. I just want the money. I don't need no English. Now notice, sit down and notice this. You're called to be a commander. You wrote it down? Who didn't write down? Come out there and slap you. You're called to be a commander because you're going to need to go over it again. This coming from a higher point of view here than academic. The 11th verse of the 45th chapter of Isaiah says, thus saith the Lord. Who said it? I believe him. I trust him. The Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. There are times you asking when you're supposed to be. You see me, Lord? There's time you're asking when you're supposed to just stand up and command it.
Yes.
Be.
Yes.
Now. As you become a commander, your ability, oh my, you ain't gonna be able to handle this. To create will begin to flow. In his image, you are a creator.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You are designed by God to be a prosperity creator. Don't wait on the prosperity. Don't obey the prosperity. The prosperity is supposed to obey you.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Don't bow to the prosperity. Make the prosperity bow to you.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, man, I've been to church this morning. How many of y'all know your life changing right now? After this session this morning, when you open your mouth, everything will start obeying. This is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, or if we command anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know we have what we command.
Yes, sir. What we command.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank
you.
I'm getting a revelation on Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, sir.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. According to the commanding power. You got working in you. You've been asking and thanking without commanding.
Jesus.
Man, y'all ain't receiving nothing. It's too powerful. Y'all don't say hallelujah or something. See, y'all gonna cut the floor off. Y'all don't want to cut the floor off, right? See, revelation and anointing need receivers.
Yes, that's right.
Somebody say, I got that.
Jesus.
Your commander's anointing,
yes,
release God,
yes,
to be abnormal.
Yes.
In your life. And don't care what nobody else say about it. I'm going to walk this thing, man. I'm going to live this thing right, yeah, down on earth and give my Father glory.
Yes, sir.
Go back to Isaiah. Let me read this verse again because I got to go to the next verse also. Yes, sir, I hear you, Lord. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask of me things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Command my promises.
Yes, sir.
Command my covenant. Command the kingdom that's on the inside of you. Command the forces of righteousness you have a right to walk in.
God.
The 12th verse.
Yeah.
I made the earth and created man upon it. Now remember how he created man.
That's right.
God dug it. I created him to act like a God. You know, John talk about that. John said, he whom the word of God come have not, I call him God.
That's right.
When the word of God turned to be a rhema and a revelation in you, you no longer a normal woman or man. You walking and talking and acting like a God. That's the way he designed it. My word of spirit and life. They turn you into another being. You're not just a physical woman. You're not just a physical man. But your spirit is alive. You walk and talk like a God. Satan know when you're on the street. He know the cross on the other side. Somebody coming on this side of the street who know who they are. I'll cross over on the other side. I must bow. Satan said, I must bow because that woman know who she is. She can take me out any minute. Take your hand off of my prosperity. Take your hand off of my money. Right now, take your, in the name of Jesus, take your, command, come on, command it. Take your hand off of my prosperity. Commission all my debts to be paid. Now. Don't matter to me how.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost says, today, you come out of the belly of the whale in your finances. Write that down. You come out the belly of the whale, fighting and trying to get out in your finances. You come out today.
Yeah.
You come out. You've been fighting that whale belly for years, trying to get out. But today, at the commander, you come out. You coming out if the whale got to die. You coming out.
Hallelujah.
God is making the whale spit you out today. He did it about Satata. I don't know how much I can take. In the whale belly is a struggle because it don't have enough room in there for you. That's what your finances has been. But you got here today, you coming out that whale and you're going to live a free life, full life. Sit down, let me read some more. I just got to the first point. Took a half hour to do the first point.
It's good. Thank you. Glory.
Glory.
You got that.
Hey. Glory. Hey. I'm not dying yet no more. I see myself running all over this thing right here. I just saw it. I see I'm standing here, Lord. I saw myself up here mid-air running. Crawling. I had a vision just now. I saw myself not here, I'm running. You about to walk in midair in your finances. You about to walk places you never thought you could go. You just passed your last stop sign. You will not be stopped anymore. All the scriptures you know about to come alive in you. Everything you studied about prosperity is about to come alive. It's about to come out of your mouth as a two-edged sword. Oh, my God. I received all. There's a trembling and anointing in here. There's a trembling. I can't describe it another way. There's a trembling and anointing because we're on the edge of being on the breaker's back. Not no breakthrough. We're riding the breaker.
Yeah.
I'll get to that later. It's on this note. We're riding the breaker. We're not trying to get a breakthrough. We're riding the breaker's back. We're already through. Who cut na lebo? Who cut ta la la ba?
Thank you.
Is this thing registered? Is it registered on you? Huh? Do you know you're on new turf? Do you recognize that things, that everything is turning around? Sit down. Let me read this again. I got to try to get to a certain verse in this. Yeah. The 11th verse says, thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Uh-huh. I love him. Yeah. And his maker asked me of things to come concerning my sons. That's right. Yeah. Concerning my sons. This is a new altitude in the body of Christ, in the spirit. You leave here as a commander. You're not just a confessor. You leave here in control of how things gonna come out. Now you are a caller of things that be not as though they were. You can't do that by confession. You're in a whole new spiritual world, you know. Yeah, you command things to be. I made the earth, I'm in this 12th verse, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I what?
Commanded.
Underline that. Commanded. In my image. I'm not a confessor. You had to confess to get in a certain position.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But beyond confessing, you are a commander. Verse 13, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall go. Let go my captive,
yes.
Not for price or nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. Now, get this down. You are called to be a commander, number one. Secondly, study, S-T-U-D-Y, and know. And confirm and declare the lordship of Jesus over all prosperity.
Yes.
Turn to John 6. John 6, John Gospel. The lordship of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. I am a Lord of all prosperity.
Amen.
Oh, you got scared that time. You got scared. In the name of Jesus, I am Lord of all prosperity.
Lord of all prosperity.
Y'all gonna get scared now. I can go back to elementary school. We can go back to grade.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, I am Lord over
all prosperity.
Because Jesus is Lord over all prosperity. I don't know why they say Jesus had a robe on. Jesus, when the boys asked Jesus where you live, he said, you don't invite nobody to no hut.
Come on. Right.
He told them, come and see.
Right.
And then they got there and didn't want to leave. They stayed there and they're there.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
It was a rich man came when Jesus died.
Call it.
Yes, sir.
Call it.
Yes, sir.
We got to bury him right. He can't be buried as a pauper. So the rich man went and put him in his own tomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
John 6. You know what happened there, right? Huh? The master of prosperity went to what?
The master, yes, sir.
The Lord of prosperity.
The Lord of prosperity.
He always,
always
knew what he's going to do. I'm about to say something. You better get ready to receive it.
I'm ready.
Financial situation will never bind you another day in your life. You know what to do at every given time. You're going to make it manifest, but not just enough. You're going to have 12 baskets left over because you're a commander. You're just having enough days. He shouldn't have never let you go the down road. Your just enough days are over. There are always going to be surplus in your life from this day forward. If you command like the Holy Ghost telling you to command and keep on commanding, you go into a life of opulence, surplus, overflow, more than enough. What held you back? You were locked in confession. Waiting. Commanders don't wait.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Commanders are waited upon. In a few moments, we're going to turn these angels loose.
Yeah.
A command of words cause angels to go to work. When an angel hear a commander, it caused, it excelled. I'm going to go, I'm ahead of myself, but I got to do it right now. It excelled angels. Angels say, I got to go. Somebody talking and know what they're talking about. They don't have no doubt. They don't have no issue with having the best. They don't have nothing can mess them up. Somebody talking and know what they're talking about. Angels are moving. Just because you're listening, you ain't saying nothing yet. But just because you're listening to this much power, the angel said, oh, I'm ready to go. If she ever say anything, I got to go. Jesus is Lord over all prosperity. If Jesus is Lord over all prosperity, where is he now?
Come on, Apostle.
And I heard him say, let me out. I've been up in here too long, operating below my means. But this morning you're hearing as a commander now. Every time you command, you're letting Jesus out. Let me be Lord over your finances. Let me be Lord. You've been messing around. I know you got scriptures, but let me be Lord now.
Thank you, Lord.
Next year, we won't even know you. You will be dressed so different. And we might have to wear sunglasses. God gonna give you your heart desire. The day has come for the church to shine. Outwardly, outwardly, I wouldn't let. Not just saying I know him, see him. Not by your spirit. I want you to see him with your physical eye. Sit down. Y'all getting this? Grab it. You know, I hear things in the spirit. I heard this. Your bucket too small.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, Lord. You know what that means, right? You got some kind of interpretation. I'm about to run some things over.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I heard something else. This is what he won't tell you. I want you to know I haven't been the whole of
them. Yes, sir.
I want you to know Satan had not been the whole of
them. Yes, sir.
Because he can't handle you.
That's right.
Everything that Satan had blocked from you is removed right now, and the flow start right now. Every blockage he put on your life from abundance is removed in Jesus' name. I just become a commander. I command your gates to be open. I command your doors to be open. I command your blessing to flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me show you how they were. Sit down a minute. Let me show you how they were. John 6. Let me show you how we were. How we were. How we were not being who we're supposed to be. Just like Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Taught these disciples.
Yes.
Leroy
on,
is here
on,
teaching you this morning to know you don't have to depend on what you have.
Come on,
just like you didn't know what to do the last time.
Yeah.
But after this morning, you're going to know exactly what to do. You listening?
Yes, sir.
All of your tight spots come loose today. Somebody said, give me elbow room.
Give me elbow room. Yes, sir.
Every lingering blessing is on the way. He saw you in here. He saw you hearing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch my language. I got to keep up with me.
Yes, sir.
He saw you hearing.
Yes.
So he know you know now.
Yes, sir.
Satan know you know.
Yes.
Demons know you know.
Yes.
When you get home, your neighbor going to know you know.
Yes.
You're going to walk different.
Yes,
talk different.
Yes.
Live different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory.
Let me give you an example. Instead of penning the house yourself, you're going to call somebody to pen. Y'all didn't get that. I'm about to quit. Instead of washing the car yourself, somebody else going to wash it. Ask the person next to you, what kind of life you want to live then? Are you listening to the apostle? Ask him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. He about to cut us now. Your days of being an imposter is over. The real you, wow, the real you come out today. The real believer. Because I don't have to fake it when I can make it. I don't have to fake it happening. I make it happen. Tell somebody next to you, your faking days are over. You're now a maker. Dance around a little bit. I'm so thrilled for the freedom of the body of Christ this morning. People who really love God, but the Lord has revealed to us, move beyond confession, move beyond affirmation, move beyond commissioning, and walk in your position as a commander. You, I'm telling you, pray it all night. Get up and say something.
Yes, sir. Come on, boss.
I love you back. Listen to this story. I don't care. You sit down, stand up, or get on your toes. I don't. Because I got to read it because it's a transitional moment.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
It's a transformational moment.
Yes, sir.
You know the five loaves and the two fish. But you got to hear it. Watch, because study and know and confirm and declare and command the lordship of Jesus over all prosperity. Jesus was a commander. He didn't ask too many things.
That's right, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
We're back in Genesis.
Yes, sir.
We're back in Acts. In him, I live, I move. We've been living and moving.
Come on, Apostle.
Did you get it? You caught it?
Yes, sir.
We've been living and moving.
Yes.
It's time.
It's time. Yes, sir.
To operate in our
come on, Bobby.
Preach, who that preacher? Preach that. Operate in our being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I be blessed.
I be blessed. Yes, yes,
yes. I be rich.
I be rich.
I'm not trying to get rich. I be rich.
I be rich.
I am rich already.
I am rich already.
Oh, don't be scared to say it.
I am rich already.
Don't let your flesh arrest your being. Let your being arrest your flesh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Sir. Yes, sir.
I'm hearing. It is a divine takeover. Up in here today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
Men and women will begin to walk like gods,
yes, sir.
Commanding the covenant to manifest. I didn't have to ask my car, could I drive it yet this morning? Why? Because it belonged to me.
Yes, sir.
No question.
Come on, boss.
No question.
Once you get a revelation.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on, boss. Yes, Lord.
You don't have to ask for what is already yours.
Yes, sir.
Once you get a certain level in the spirit, you just walk in and say, I'll take it.
Yes, sir.
You don't see it, do you? You look at me strange. You've been locked there too long. Asking, thinking, commanding. Ephesians 3:20, you remember that? Huh? Did you know you're in a new position?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to go ahead of myself. I need to get John. I'm going to get John tonight, maybe. Just let me turn to Luke 21:15.
Yes, sir.
Come on now, that's it.
Talk to me, God.
Come on now.
What? Luke 21:15. Well, what are we gonna do with this? You see that? Luke 21:15. Now, who see it? See, a commander's mouth is full of wisdom. Wisdom is beyond creation. Wisdom is the leader of the pack. So when he said, I give you a mouth and wisdom.
Come on, Jesus. Oh, God. Come on, sir.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm about to say something there, boy. Let me. Oh, my God. I give you a mouth and wisdom. And as a commander, you will never be stopped again. You will never be denied again. That wisdom that I put in your mouth is my wisdom, and it is creative. It commands things and they appear. Man, 21. She couldn't have let that down.
Thank you, Lord.
I see it, Lord. You want to dance? Huh? Now you remember some of the things you've heard this morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yep. Huh? Somebody else talk to me.
Yes.
All right, just back up to the 13th verse. In Luke 21.
Oh, Lord.
My prosperity testimony begins, yeah, right now, this day. Every financial stroke that have had a hold on me got to fall right now. I'm healed of all financial strokes. Revelation is more important than manifestation.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Because manifestation can't make revelation.
Amen.
But revelation,
yes,
can make manifestation.
Yes.
So you are pregnant,
yes,
right now. The figures don't matter.
Yes, sir.
Because all fear just left you. And when fear leaves, power, love, and a sound mind shows up in your finances. You won't have to fight no more. No more sleepless night. No, this is happening right now. If thou can believe,
yes, sir.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have. Very, very, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, thou not in his heart, you shall have whatever he said. Because you're a commander. Not your command. Not Mark 11:23 is your baby. Tell somebody, Mark 11:23 is my baby. Tell them. You said it before.
Yeah.
But you wasn't walking in the revelation that you're not just a confessor. You've been confessing Mark 11:23. But now you're a commander. Go back to Mark 11:23. Woo! And I better quit like I'm going to have to preach this whole thing. I tried to get away with it this morning, and he slapped me.
Love you, Jesus.
I did. I tried to get away with it. She said, don't let him get away with it. Mark 11:23 now.
Yeah.
See, I got to follow the trail.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you saying to me up in here, God? I go to Mark 11:23 in a new position. I'm not just a confessor. Jesus didn't confess to that tree.
No, sir.
What he did? Command, die. And it looked like sometimes something not working, but you're looking at the limbs. It may not look like kusandale. It may look like it's not working, but you're still looking at the branches. When you're a commander, it goes to the life. It goes to the root. You going to the root of your prosperity now. You've been messing around with the tree and the leaves. You put new roots in your prosperity. Be fruitful and multiply. Take dominion. You have planted another prosperity tree and you planted it right, not by confession, but you're going to plant it by commandership. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
I better quit, Junior. Ask the person next to you, do you have it? And say, you don't, get on from around me, go on another road. Tell them, get on from around me. I've been on this mountain too long. This man done told me how to get off the mountain, and you stand up there like nothing had happened. Get on from around me. I don't even want you on my road.
Get off.
This is a commander's road. Come out today. Confessors can be blocked, but commanders can't be stopped. Write that down. I call out my spirit, man. Confessors can be blocked, but commanders can't be stopped. And you're a commander.
I'm a commander.
Jesus.
I'm Jesus.
Glory.
What do you want me to do?
God. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. That's juicy, Dad.
Daniel.
Glory.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.